This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House party on Monday, or I should say the Republican Party on Monday, officially nominated former President Donald Trump to run again for the White House. At the start of the party's national convention in Milwaukee, Donald Trump's son, Eric, represented the state of Florida.
We hereby nominate every single one of them for the greatest president that's ever lived, and that's Donald J. Trump. Hereby declaring him the Republican nominee for President of the United States of America.
In the wake of the assassination attempt, Trump said he is revising his acceptance speech to emphasize national unity rather than highlight his differences with President Joe Biden. A Trump victory in the U.S. November elections would put into question Washington's continued support for Ukraine as its war against Russia drags on. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Monday he was not concerned about that prospect. VOA's Jeff Custer tells us more.
Trump has been noncommittal about continued support for Ukraine if he were elected. During his debate with U.S. President Joe Biden, Trump indicated he felt the U.S. was spending too much on the war in Ukraine. And following a meeting with Trump earlier this year, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, an ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, said Trump assured him aid to Ukraine would stop if he were elected. But speaking at a news conference in Kyiv Monday, Zelensky said he was not afraid of a Trump presidency. I think that if Donald Trump became president, we will work together. I'm not worried about this, he said. Zelensky said he met with several Republican governors while in Washington last week for the NATO summit and said he was assured of the party's backing. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The European Commission says that the Commission president and other top EU officials will boycott informal meetings hosted by Hungary while the country holds the EU's rotating presidency. This is VOA News. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said that he described Israel's massive airstrike over the weekend as an unbearable and unacceptable event. Israel said that it targeted Hamas's shadowy military commander, Mohammed Deif, in a strike Saturday in the crowded southern Gaza Strip that killed at least 90 people, including children. Speaking in Brussels at a joint news conference with Jordan's foreign minister, who is in Brussels to attend the 15th EU-Jordan Council meeting, Borrell said that the rise in civilian casualties must end.
The massive bombing with heavy death toll in Maghazi refugee camp on Saturday is unbearable and unacceptable. The constant rise of the number of civilian casualties, as I said, is unbearable and underlines the urgency of establishing a ceasefire.
At least 300 people were wounded in Saturday's strike, one of the deadliest in the nine-month war sparked by Hamas's October 7th assault on southern Israel that killed about 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and took more than 200 hostage. A bill that would have made Gambia the first country in the world to reverse a ban on female genital mutilation has been rejected by lawmakers and will not move to a third reading. That's according to Parliament Speaker on Monday, David Doyle with Reuters.
The bill had sparked a public debate around the practice in the Muslim-majority country. The lawmaker who took the proposal to Parliament, Almene Jibber, said he was upholding religion, culture and tradition. But many Islamic scholars dispute his arguments. The World Health Organization says FGM has no health benefits and can lead to excessive bleeding, shock, psychological problems, and even death. Parliament voted again on Monday ahead of a third and final reading scheduled for later this month. Around 30 lawmakers voted against each clause, prompting the Speaker, Fabakari Tombong Jatta, to stop the bill moving forward to the final reading.
President Paul Kagame has won 99% of the vote in provisional results from Rwanda's presidential election. According to election authorities, it's an outcome that was widely expected as the country's longtime ruler aims to extend his three-decade grip on power. His opponents were collectively getting under 1% of the vote in provisional results, accounting for 79% of all ballots cast. The result mirrored the outcome in 2017 when Kagame took nearly 99% of the vote. Final results are expected by July 27th, although they could be announced sooner. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.